Wake up. It's time to count them down. The Chaz and AJ Top 10.
Top 10 anti-love songs. Eddie Saab is doing the list. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
You came out of the gate on fire. I've got razor blades in my throat this morning.
Nice.
Is East Haven schools delayed?
No.
Thank you.
No, no. Yeah. It's all rain down here. And that decision is usually made pretty early in the morning by like your head of public works or something. So in the other towns where there's nothing, somebody must have made an odd decision really early.
We don't understand Orange being delayed.
Yeah.
I'm looking through the list now. And you go to WPLR.com, you click on storm closings. Phil?
On line one, he thinks he might have the answer to why.
Okay.
Okay.
Dave and Orange?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey.
Good.
Good. The reason Orange is delayed is because of Woodbridge and Bethany. So it's 90% of the time it's Bethany with all the hills. So because Amity school system is part of Orange's school system. So that's the reason we get delayed 90% of the time is because of Woodbridge and Bethany. Bethany with all the hills. So when Bethany's problem, that's why Orange gets delayed, is because Amity High School is the three towns. You know?
Orange needs to succeed from these towns. To,
really?
It's like they're weighing them down.
Exactly,
divorce.
Man.
Divorce.
They're holding you back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's always Bethany with the hills and then Woodbridge right there. And that's why Regional is always pissed off with them.
Gotcha.
That's why. No problem, guys.
I don't know how that makes me feel. It's just like there's always a good... thank you, Dave.
I wonder if that's bus-related. No.
What do you mean?
The buses all come out of the same place, so if the roads are bad, the buses don't want to leave, there's your liability, and nobody comes out.
Man.
I was just born in the wrong time period.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah. Definitely. We went to school.
It took Armageddon to stay home from school. It really did. I'm like, we had to go all the time.
Oh, I know I sound like a dinosaur, and right. I kind of am, but at the same time, like...
Yeah.
Man,
it's
embarrassing. It's embarrassing to watch.
Yes,
you people
were embarrassed.
Become massive pussies
for you.
It's embarrassing.
Get to whip this muscle.
This is the generation, by the way, that's going to go off and fight for us at some point. They won't.
No, they're not. They're going to argue.
All right, back to the list. All right. Top 10 anti-love songs. Eddie Saab's doing this. Nice. Mike at Derby.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, my uncle's wedding song, Love Stinks, Jay Giles.
No, Love Stinks, not on the list. I didn't go back to that.
Oh, it's funny.
Love Stinks on the list.
That was the first thing I thought of when I heard the list. I was like, that'll be number one.
Same, yeah.
Good,
no,
I like this.
No.
Some creativity
okay,
here.
Cool.
Good.
There is some creativity.
And why did you not put that one on?
Just because I felt like it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of jokey. I don't know. I see that as a novelty song.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's really played to death. It really is.
It was.
Yeah. It's in the ashtray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's burnt.
It's in the ashtray.
It's burnt.
And again, the keyboards. This is when it started.
Yep.
Everyone started to incorporate the synthesizer. You love her, but she loves it. James and Seymour.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How about I Hate Myself for Loving You, Joan Jett?
Huh?
Not on the list.
Oh, this is a good list.
Come on.
This is good. I love that the obvious ones aren't on there.
Well, you knew Eddie was going to do that.
Yeah. It's a toughie.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that. Well, I got to say there's one definitely obvious. Number one is definitely obvious.
Brain?
Pardon again. Tainted Love.
What? Tainted Love.
No, you know what's funny is Tainted Love almost made the list, and I didn't put it on it.
Oh.
Come on.
Brain, good job.
Nice, man. Nice.
Huh. That song is...
Yeah.
But it's not anti-love. It's tainted love. It's like right, he's tainted. Still in yeah. love. Yeah.
Tainted love.
Yeah, the voice is fun.
Yeah. Don't touch me, please. I can't stand the way you tease. I love you, though you hurt me so.
Tainted love.
I'm going to take my things and go.
Is it the B-52s?
No, but it sounds like it should be.
It's suddenly Rock Lobster.
Don't forget your juicebox money.
Fish and apples.
Good morning. Oh, my God. You guys coming cramping up.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to go with I hate everything about you.
Nice.
Number two. I hate everything about you. 3 days grace.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
You can just feel his pure rage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got the right kind of voice for it.
Every time we lie awake after.
And this is usually how a rant starts.
So yes. There's the lull and then bam.
Seething.
Yeah, it
starts
builds.
Beginning to boil.
It builds, yeah.
But I haven't missed you yet. Every roommate kept. By every sigh and scream we make.
We're not going to make it to the chorus.
No, I know.
I love when the bass kicks in, though.
Yeah.
And it's got the drum crack.
Oh, and he's screaming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beef man.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Yo.
How about used to love her?
Used to love her, had to kill her, number one.
Wow.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah, it escalated quickly, didn't it?
Straight to murder.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you get right to the point.
So what you know, that was about a dog, isn't it?
An Irish setter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one of them had used to have that put down, yeah.
You know, that's a fact I didn't know.
Yeah. Look at song facts for the song. It tells you right there.
I didn't know until you said it one day.
Yeah, that's where I got it from. Yeah. But I
had to get up. Well, now it's a sad song.
Why, was it a happy song
before?
Well,
just the way...
Thinking about like, murdering a I human mean, being well, that was happy
would,
to you,
I feel
Vince.
Like he would be happy. The guy singing the song would be happier that his wife's dead than the dog, is what
see.
I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, you thought he was singing from a happy place.
Celebrating that he killed his wife rather than, you know, being sad that he killed his dog.
Right.
Well, it probably started sad and someone said, you know what would be funny?
Right.
Let's make this up tempo.
Okay. Sure, why not?
So let's make it a sing-along.
She's buried right in my dog. If he says, I don't have to hear her complain.
Yeah, well, the dog used to, you know, have issues.
Yeah.
You know, howl and things like that, you know, moan.
Did you kill the dog if it howls? Right. Is that... That's why AJ owns cats. He can't handle a dog.
Kenny in Oxford.
Ken Oxford!
Good morning.
Right.
How about Love Bites, Def Leppard?
Nice.
No, that actually got close to making the list like Tainted Love, but did not. Sorry.
Nice.
There's something about
that
song.
A lot of good guesses up there, though.
When I hear it, I'm like, oh, my God, here we go again.
Right. When you make love, you look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Who do you think of? Oh, does he look like me?
Can I just fast forward my life to the end of this song? All right, we're doing top 10 anti-love songs. Eddie Sapp's doing the list. What did we get so far?
So far, we did get number one, Used to Love Her, Had to Kill Her, Guns N' Roses. Number two, I Hate Everything About You.
Nice.
Keith on the road.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Morning. Yeah.
I'm going to go with She Hates Me, Puddle of Mud.
Nice.
She Hates Me, Puddle of Mud. And sorry.
Oh.
Not on the list.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, Keith. Hey, Keith. Keith.
Hope we lost him.
Jay in Stanford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Wow.
No Alanis.
I say nay.
Really?
Yeah, no, I didn't put Alanis on this list.
I say nay.
Yeah, that's a very, you know, you hear that and you're like, ooh, she's mad.
She's saucy.
Mm-hmm. She's mad.
She's saucy.
She's mad.
Oh, she's PO'd.
All over Dave Coulier.
Oh, good heavens. He really
is that, she wrote the, it about, it's the dude from
Full House. Full House.
Dave
Full House.
Coulier.
Yeah, yeah.
She wrote it about Dave Coulier, yeah.
Hey, cut it out.
That's what he said when he broke up with her.
Hey, cut it out.
Ruth and Dee did that song at the holiday party.
Oh, did they?
The company's holiday party. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep. She just says,
hey, we were good.
She looked too happy, though.
Seriously.
Like, you look too happy. You don't have a lot of anger in you.
Yeah, you're like mad and angry.
Right.
No angst.
But it was good. It was very good.
Okay.
Andrew in Woodbury.
Hey, guys. What about Why Don't You Get a Job by The Offspring?
Nice.
No, good song, good choice, but not on the list.
Oh, that's great.
Why don't they get a job?
All right, you guys have a good one.
You as well.
What'd you say, AJ?
Why don't they get a job?
Now, who are you talking to?
Anyone.
Is this code?
No.
You're speaking to someone, like not really speaking
Paint
to them?
Paint that lava.
Paint that
lava. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you taste.
Please. I love you, by the way. Paint that lava.
The bass line and the clapping really helped that song.
Right.
Bump, bump. That's it. That's all everybody wants.
Right.
Yeah. Do, 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 right. Do, do.
Yeah. Yep.
Chris in North Brantford, top 10 anti-love songs.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
How about Neil Young, Down by the River?
No, Neil Young. It's kind of a new rainbow.
She Can Drive Me Over the Rainbow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wait, what'd you say, Chris? You're making a case for the song?
No, it's part of the lyrics.
Oh. Yeah, Down by the River, I Shot My Baby.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That could be anything. It could be I shot the car.
Right.
It's horse.
Yeah.
Could have been the dog.
Right. Doll.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Eve and Trumbull.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
How about Pantera, This Love?
Ooh.
No.
Nice.
Sorry.
Good one.
Tough.
Nice.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
It's a toughie.
There's a lot of anti-love songs to choose from.
Seriously, yeah?
There are a ton, and I did go extreme on some of them.
Nice.
Thank you, Eve.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Are you mocking Eve?
Never.
Tony in Portland.
She's a troublemaker.
Oh. Yeah. I've been through diamonds. I've been through minks. I've been through it all. Love stinks.
Not
gay guile.
Did you say gay guile?
Gay guile.
Sounded like
a whole different song.
Yep.
Love stinks.
Love stinks. Gay guile?
That
song would make a lot of
sense.
Somebody
already called that one in.
Where'd you go exactly?
Oh, sorry about that, fellas.
Yeah. Oh, no problem,
and
man.
And bang, you had no idea.
All right, man.
Yep.
All right.
Peace.
Oh, my wife's on the phone. Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Oh, God.
Your voice doesn't sound great.
I know. This is how I woke up.
Oh,
you better call. You better call in.
That ain't good.
Yeah.
No, I feel fine. I just sound bad. I wish I sounded sexy, but I don't.
No, you don't.
It's not even a yodeling moment.
No, but you don't want... You think patients want to, like, have a person come over and, like...
How you feeling?
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine. It's just my voice. I feel fine.
Maybe just point to stuff.
She sounds like an old diner waitress right now. You want a coffee?
I would
call my boss and I would say, this is what I sound like. Do you want me to come in?
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah.
Come here, honey. You know you can pay your rent.
Now repeat after me.
I was just telling Ruth you had that tea. And you were got better.
Yeah, no, I feel fine. My voice was fine last night. This is how I woke up.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, what tea?
Thank
is
you,
this?
God.
Hold on.
Some tea crazy tea. I don't know.
No, hold it. We can't reveal this. Ruth doesn't want it to be sold out.
Everybody will find out about it, and then I won't be able to get it anymore.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna text you after this. Ruth.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll send
I'll
it.
Gatekeeping.
Yeah.
During, like, the height of flu season. It's a headline everywhere. You won't let people get better.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She brought it in a box.
I had a cup. I feel 100% better.
She feels better. All of the empathy for animals, just nothing for humans.
That's right.
I'll share it with my friends.
Well, there we go.
You heard a tribe. You know where you stand.
Glad she didn't come up with the COVID vaccine.
Right. Maybe six people would get it.
Maybe half the planet's dead.
I'll say, you know, I could say it if you want me to.
No, no. Okay. No, do what you want.
Are you a dog mama?
Oh, thank you. I have no fever. I tested myself for COVID. I just don't have a voice.
I got no fever.
Okay.
That happened to me once. I just sounded terrible, but I felt fine.
So are you calling in with something on the list here? You've become a major distraction.
You give love a bad name.
Oh. Huh?
No, you do.
No, we didn't hear you. Can you say it again?
You give love a bad name.
Who? Oh my God! You sound painful.
It does not sound good.
Oh, really?
No, sorry.
Oh wow, Ed.
Eddie hears her, clears his throat.
Gulp.
God, I hope she-
I'm literally sitting in a pool of sweat right now, wondering where this tea is.
Oh. Where's Lionel Richie?
What? All right, goodbye.
Feel better.
Love you.
Yeah, feel better.
Feel better.
Sound better.
Yep. Oh. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, back to the list.
Yeah, for real.
Bobby in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Everything about you, ugly kid Joe?
No.
Oh.
Good choice, though. That's a good choice.
As a good one. A great song.
How many have we picked off so far?
Two.
Yeah, it's not many.
Yeah. Holy cow.
That's a toughie.
Eddie Saab is doing the top 10 anti-love songs. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. What did we get so far?
So far, we only got number one and two. Used to Love Her by Guns N' Roses, and I Hate Everything About You, 3 Days Grace.
DOT Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, good, thank
boy,
you.
You're awake.
listen, after 39 winners, you kind of get used to this.
Hey,
right.
So, anyway... Poison by Alice Cooper.
Nice. Poison.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
There's so many.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's a good one.
Your love is poison.
Love is poison. You poison right through my face.
Chester in Bridgeport.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you again. Hey. Love Stinks by Jay Giles. Didn't make it.
Somebody called it in. This is the guy. Is this somebody Chester did. That stuck his, the AJ stuck the toe in the brownie and then you ate it?
Yeah. Yep. That's me. That's me, among other things. Now it turns out I have pancreatic cancer.
Oh
Jesus, man.
Not good.
No.
Found out Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I was in the hospital the whole Thanksgiving weekend.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, you're a very generous person. If you need anything, let us know.
Yeah, you can beat this, man.
Yeah, I'm going to try. You know, hopefully I got good doctors. It's been going since Thanksgiving. They're doing a lot of tests, going to see a lot of doctors.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up.
No, you know, no, you so.
Never
give
do.
Up.
Never
no.
do.
No, just don't eat any brownies with, like, toes stamped
unless
in
unless it helps.
No, it would help. Those were great brownies. And AJ had the cleanest toes in the world anyway.
Yep.
So, I want to vomit.
It was
Chester, I got to go.
So what's your guess?
It was all Bruce.
Goodbye.
Anyway, she asked me what I wanted to do.
All right, Chester. Thank you. And be good. Be well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, it's Kelly from Stratford.
Hi.
How about She Hates Me by... Puddle of Mud.
Yeah, it was mentioned earlier, not in the top 10.
Yeah, that was mentioned.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no idea.
Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
You too.
Karen and Meriden.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How about Die, Die, My Darling by Metallica?
Not on the list. That was a good choice, though.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I feel bad by some I missed. But, yeah, that's a good one. But, no.
Yeah.
Well, this is your
list. AJ, we love you. Hang in there.
I will do. Thank you. They'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Boy. Very nice. Thank you, Karen.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's wrap it up. I can't wait to hear what's on this list.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? In at number 10, Creep by Radiohead. Think about it. It's about unworthy love. It's just creepy. The most stalkerish song I've ever heard in my life. Even it's the only old song on the list, really. Every Breath You Take, The Police.
Yeah.
Nirvana's Rape Me, in at number 8. I don't really need to say much about that.
Yep.
Number 7, things could be a little different. Dude Looks Like a Lady, Aerosmith. Number 6, Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. You know, because you might be interested in wondering if somebody wants to, you know, date your mom and not you. Down with the Sickness, Disturbed, in at 5. In at 4, Closer by Nine Inch Nails. Number 3, Bodies by Drowning Pool. Number 2, I Hate Everything About You, 3 Days Grace. And number 1, Used to Love Her, Had to Kill Her, Guns N' Roses.
Great list.
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Some fun involved in that one.
And the reason why we didn't pick more off, there's a million.
Seriously.
Billion.
Yep.
Quadrillion anti-love songs.
Yep. We hate love.
So true.
Yeah. So, all right. Feel better, Eddie. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Now, if only Ruth would give up that tea and you could just straighten this thing out, you know.
But,
yeah.
I'm texting Ruth right now.
All right. Very good. Grocery stores are now limiting the number of eggs you could buy.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Seriously, I don't need eggs that badly. I'm sorry.
Who?
I can do without eggs.
Who needs all these eggs?
There's got to be other stuff to eat.
Did you see the video of the people at Costco?
They're freaking out. Yeah, they're grabbing.
Oh, it looked like the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like crazy.
It's disgusting. It really is disgusting.
Like, who needs all these eggs? How long can eggs sit?
I have no idea. I'm guessing a month, maybe. Tops.
The organic ones, I think, last even a little longer.
Well, let's find out.
Right.
Bob Lebon Jr., owner and CEO of Lebon's Markets in Watertown, Woodbury, Salisbury, and Prospect on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Let's start with how this all started. What happened?
Well, it's just the spread of the bird flu, and they've, over the last 24 months, have had to kill, you know, over 100 million, you know, birds that lay eggs. And so,
100 million?
Damn, man.
Yes, supply and demand, you know, just has forced the price to go up. And they just had to shut down more farms in Georgia, which Georgia is one of the largest producers of eggs. So that put another spike to make it the highest it's been, really, you know, in 2 years. So. Yeah, and they say it takes anywhere from 6 to 8 months to cycle through when they have to, you know, produce more egg-laying birds. And so, and with Easter coming, you know, the biggest egg consumption time of the year, it's not going to get any better until after Easter.
Is this something that we could have seen coming and stopped earlier, or?
I mean, I'm not a you know, botanist that understands, you know, bird flu stuff. I just know on the supply and demand, and you know what, just like as we had calls 5 years ago on toilet paper, when man, even though there wasn't people more, you know, taking more tums to the toilet, but for some reason people panicked and they were scoffing everything they could. So it's now it's just there's just not enough eggs, so the price goes up, sadly. And right now, where I know the question was about limiting, we are not limiting eggs. You know, we're lucky we do buy from local Connecticut and New York farms, and they haven't had any issues with bird flu, so their production. But the problem is everyone else is trying to buy the local farms as well. So today we're not on, hopefully we don't have to put limits. I know some stores are at 1 dozen per person per day, and some are at 2. I've seen even Walmart might, or some stores might be even 3. But
how do you police that?
Right.
Well, there's, if you have a, you know, basically that item gets scanned, and if it knows you're a, you know, it's AJ. Hey, AJ, you've been in here 15 times today. Stop hoarding the eggs.
I keep sitting on them.
Trying to hatch them.
And Dan Morgan.
What was a dozen of eggs before all this craziness, and what is a dozen of eggs now cost?
I mean, our cost on some of the local eggs is $7.50 to $8 a dozen. That's what we pay.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's what you pay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Motto.
That's what. And so, I mean, Eggland's Best is a farm in eastern Connecticut, and they're still, you know, we're still selling those at $3.99. So that's a bargain. But the problem is, we can only get 5 cases per store.
for delivery. So it's they're just, everyone else wants their eggs, but they haven't been affected. So they basically kept that price. So, you know, we're still at $3.99 and a dozen for those. But
they should get some kind of service award for not taking advantage of this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
They could have been great.
Because they could easily raise the price and everyone would say, I get it.
Right. But didn't. Very noble.
Nope. Yep. You're right.
So you're, what is $8 at your store? Is that, that's what you're paying?
Yes, that's what we pay. To the, there's some, you know, Prospect, and there's one we get from New York State. I think it's called Murray Farms. And so we're paying anywhere from $7.50 to $8 for those local eggs.
And then what do you sell them for?
We, you know, typically maybe a dollar more. So it's not even 10%, you know, or 10, 12%, which is, you know, less than half of the normal margin.
Wow. Right. How do you keep the lights on at that margin?
Well, it's funny. Someone called me on a national thing, and it's just like when the things become, you know, shorthanded, we just feel we want to take care of the customers. So we don't make our normal percentage. We just want to add value and not gouge. And we just have always had that philosophy. If raspberries get really expensive because of something, or spinach gets expensive because of a food outbreak, and, you know, we'll work on 5-10% profit on that item until things, the production gets back to normal.
Wow.
Just because we don't want to take advantage and, you know, still put food on the customer's table. So
good people.
Yeah.
Well, if this is still going on in October, you won't have people chucking eggs.
No. They'll throw rocks instead.
And around Easter, those plastic eggs all of a sudden are going to be very popular.
Yeah. Woo!
Good point. Stock them and freeze them now.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Any end in sight?
No, again, they're saying it's a 6 to 8 month window to be able to, of course, lay more eggs, which chickens that lay the eggs, and it's kind of, you know, what's first, the chicken or the egg? And so it's about a 6 to 8 month cycle, you know, and that's hopefully with no more bird flu outbreaks.
Right.
And I know in Georgia, they have now lifted the ban on production except for two farms, and they have not had any more outbreaks, so they're hoping that it's going to help production come back.
All right, fingers crossed. Well, Bob, thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing the right thing, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bob LeBond Jr., owner and CEO of LeBond's Markets, Watertown, Woodbury, Salisbury, and Prospect.
Wow.
Who's listening now who uses the most eggs?
Seriously.
I feel like
I have eggs like once a month.
Bodybuilders, like if you go to the gym a lot, you might want eggs for protein, or like if you own a bakery.
No, is there a restaurant owner who like runs a breakfast diner?
Like a deli? Like, yes. It's got to be thousands a day, right?
A deli,
yeah. Breakfast sandwiches, forget about it.
Yeah.
It sounds good right now.
Right? Yeah. That's the problem. The eggs sound good when they're offered, but I never, like you and I'm very similar. I never go out and go like, I need to get eggs right now.
Yeah, like I said, I have eggs like once a month. Only because I thought of it.
Hmm.
You know, there's other stuff to eat, like cereal or something else, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I use them in other things. Like, if you're going to make your own pancakes, you know, you got to have eggs. Yeah.
I used to mix.
Yeah.
If you're going to make your own mayonnaise, you need eggs. Those cookies I make you, AJ, you got to have eggs in them.
This is true.
Yeah, I used to have, you know, a little egg wrap every morning, and now I don't, just because it's so, you know, inconvenient to, I got to wake up 15 minutes earlier.
I get tired of things right away also. Like, I mean, if I have eggs, like, 3 days, I can't do a fourth one.
Right.
I have to keep changing. I just lose taste for things immediately.
Yeah.
I love eggs.
And they love you.
Chickens are a pain in the ass to have, though. They smell like hell.
Right, but they're so
cute. Chicken poop.
And they're so soft.
Don't they keep the bugs out of your yard? Is that a real thing, or is that...
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
But chicken poop.
It's stinky.
It'll give you a headache.
That is pretty nasty.
It's that
so
bad?
Oh, it's so bad.
One took a dump in here, a lucky chicken... And this place stunk.
Yeah.
Holy
crap.
Well,
let's explain. We had it in here because it was picking a Super Bowl team.
Right.
Okay.
And it was supposed to poop on a team to win. And when it did, I'm like, oh, Lord.
And that was just one chicken and one poop.
Right. Imagine a whole bunch
of
chickens.
They poop all day.
They do. They do.
It's not like a once a day thing. They poop all day. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Woo.
Drop that on an enemy.
The egg shortage is driving growing interest in renting chickens.
Huh. What the hell is that?
I'm going to go rent the chick.
Companies like Rent the Chicken let customers keep chicken, coops, and feed for around $100 a month.
Huh. Look at that.
In L.A., families are embracing this option to ensure a steady supply of fresh eggs. Here's a report from Inside Edition.
I was there as Rent the Chicken made a delivery today in Los Angeles. Yes, Rent the Chicken really exists.
Here's your baby girl, Galette.
This family is renting two chickens named Galette and Shortcake.
Anytime you've gone to the grocery store and seen an empty shelf, it's kind of like, oh, maybe I should figure out how to be a little more independent.
The hens lay about 12 eggs a week, but renting them isn't cheap.
Good girl.
The two chickens, coop and feed, run about $100 a month.
Yeah. I would have two chickens, one called Roaster and Deep Fry.
And wings.
Get over here, fricassee!
Wings, finger, nugget, whatever.
Hey, fricassee, get over here!
Jeremy in Bristol.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Good. Hey, I got like 20 chickens, and I used to give away all my eggs to people at work. But now we're holding them up in our refrigerator downstairs. It's going to be our retirement plan.
Nice.
Right. How long will an egg stay good?
Yeah. Viable, yeah.
If you have chickens like in your yard and you don't wash the eggs, they'll last for a couple months.
Why not washing?
There's a membrane on the shell that keeps them from spoiling. And if you wash them, it washes that off, and then they become exposed to more bacteria. So.
Isn't it like turd on the eggs, though? I mean, I remember one time seeing an egg.
It's typically
and
turd.
And there was like brown stuff on them. Like,
yeah, but leave it on.
If you have a nasty coop and you don't clean your laying areas, sometimes you'll get stuff on them. But most of the time, if you keep the animals clean, the eggs are clean.
How come some shells are white and some are brown?
Some are blue.
Some are blue. We have blue ones. We have green ones. It all depends on the chicken. It's
not eating the green egg.
Yeah. No. That's against the rules.
Just picturing an odor coming from that.
Dr. Seuss. Not even Sam I Am. I do like green eggs.
It has something to do with the chemical makeup of their body that changes the colors.
And depending on what you feed them, you could change the color of the yolk.
Oh.
So you could get like that really deep, like amber orange, or you can get that little pale yellow, or some you can just get it all red.
Oh, no.
If you feed them nothing but peppers, they turn red.
Demon egg. Deviled egg.
Yeah.
We have real deep orange yolks because they free range around the yard. And we don't even have to buy like flea and tick stuff for our dogs because they just take care of everything.
They do eat the bugs.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
All right. That's cool.
Chickens and possums also. Yeah.
All right. I could be talked into this.
But you got to, then the whole thing is keeping raccoons.
They will destroy your lawn if you're not careful.
Yeah. Then you got to keep the raccoons and fox away, right?
Yeah. We lose a lot to falcons.
Whoa.
They come down and they hit them and they kill them, but they're too heavy for the falcon to actually pick them up.
What a waste.
Man. And that little hawk Henry.
So what happens? They eat it right there?
Yeah, they usually start at the head, and then you'll come over and you find a headless chicken and a falcon flying away because you scared him.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
That ain't good at all.
I got, to 13 acres, and I'll be back in the woods, and I'll just see, like, feathers and some bones, and I'm like, you weren't fast enough.
Oh, boy.
Nope. Yeah. How long did you say those eggs will last if you don't wash the shell?
A couple months.
A couple months.
Damn. Was it aged egg?
And that's don't refrigerate them?
I don't know
them.
The exact. I've never had one spoiled.
How about the stuff from the store? How long does that last?
I don't know.
Oh. He doesn't eat them.
It's been a long time since we bought store-bought eggs. We buy them for hard-boiled eggs when we're doing like a party or something.
But now, the eggs that your chickens lay, do you put them right in the fridge, unwashed?
We do. A lot of people just leave them out, but we put them in there just to keep them.
Seems like they would last longer in the fridge. Yeah, right. Okay.
Got a special fridge for that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you guys have a good day.
All right, I learned a lot. Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio today. I actually was going to come in, and she had a tough night last night, you know, with the pregnancy.
Baby.
I wonder if the baby was, like, playing drums.
Right.
Yeah, playing like a Neil Peart set.
Exactly.
Double bass.
Wasn't easy, yeah.
Drum solo.
It was thrash night.
Florida man barking like a dog for more than an hour in an auto parts store gets arrested for drug possession.
Oh. I'm shocked by that outcome.
Did he need to go outside?
I need to ring the bell.
Wookies! Wookies!
All right, so the Florida man was in an auto parts store in Georgia.
Huh? Oh.
So he just started barking like a dog for more than an hour.
Oh, that was rough.
How long do you think you could take it? I could take it for about 5 minutes, and I'd be like, get out.
Yeah.
Not even 5 minutes.
Not even.
I don't think it'd be 5 minutes.
It depends. I have to go, what's wrong, boy? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Timmy was stuck in the well.
Right. Maybe he's trying to tell me something. Is there urgency? Is there a problem? What is it, boy?
Farmer Brown's farmhouse burned down, boy. Let's go.
Timmy's in the well.
What's that? Eggs have gone up again?
He was just barking about egg prices. That's what it was.
Right.
According to an incident report, the owner of an Advanced Auto Parts store in Forsyth called police to report a man barking in the store for over an hour.
Cool.
When officers arrived and confronted the man, who was identified as a 29-year-old guy.
I heard when you asked him, right, he peed a little.
He responded that he had no idea that he was causing any issues.
No?
Really?
Man.
Now, did he say that in English, or did he bark that?
Yeah, exactly. Did he greet them by putting his nose in their crotch?
Did he sound like...
he told it to the police dog.
Did he sound like Scooby-Doo when he talked?
Raggy.
Yeah, I'm picturing him in the interrogation room with two other dogs.
Like, wow, Scooby, here comes the cops!
Upon arriving, officers said they spotted a clear baggie containing syringes. Okay.
Apparently, Fido's giving himself his own shots. His temper?
Yeah.
Rabies? Come on. Worms?
That was on the passenger seat, one of which was filled with a clear substance. A search of the car commenced, which resulted in the recovery of another baggie.
Ah!
Well.
Think they took a stool sample?
This one contained a clear crystal substance.
Oh.
I was going to guess treats.
Right?
Scooby snacks.
Right.
A field test conducted by the officers revealed that the substance was meth.
Now, do you lead him in? You say, get in the car, boy. Get in the car, boy. Get in the car, boy.
Did the owner of the building or the auto parts store think to throw a tennis ball to get him out?
Seriously?
Yeah, right. Just a stick or a tennis ball. Right.
Squeaky toy.
Now, do you put a leash on him and walk him out or what?
Here we go. Here we go, boy.
Who's your big boy? Who's your big boy? Who's your big boy?
Come on this way.
Who's your big boy? Up. I try to rub his chest. Legs kicking.
He was placed in custody.
You get the cops called on you.
Right.
You can't rub a grown man's
You can't do that.
What you got to do is you got to take a newspaper and hit him in the nose. No.
Or you just rub his belly.
Right.
That'll get him to stop barking.
Oh, a lipstick. We're good.
The lipstick. The lipstick. Not in an auto parts store.
Okay. Someone's not been neutered.
The lipstick.
Yep.
That is.
Red rocket. Red rocket.
The old chapstick.
Now, if he started humping strangers' legs.
Right. I say let him finish.
That look on their face when they're humping a leg.
Oh, yeah.
The tongue's out.
Great
their eyes
on.
Like,
well, we looked at ourselves lately.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Jamie in Milford.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking about Seinfeld when Kramer had the same symptoms as the dog, and he was going to the vet for the pills, and then he was coughing really hard, barking like the dog to get the police to come over and help the person get it robbed.
Wow.
Do you guys remember the episode?
I know.
I feel like I was right there watching it as you described it.
Well.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Now, if I saw that.
You figure Seinfeld has talked about everything, so of course they covered a guy barking like a dog.
Right.
Here I know it's my dog humps your leg. How are these people?